Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I think Reggie looks good.
Doc Holliday flipping around in his grave somewhere.
I was not a fan of what C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson put together. But yeah, do it. You know, do your thing. I could just see the look in his eye that first time. It felt like it was a bit of a peer pressure situation for him.
It's my favorite position to watch.
I think he can be easily peer pressured, by the way. Hey, I did want to push this news across. This is kind of come out today that the Astros and shortstop Jeremy Peña were deep into contract extension discussions for a deal exceeding $100 and $5 million over 5 years, Clint.
It's a panty dropper.
And then my man said, hey, let me switch up agents real quick on you.
Who was his agent? Do we have the original agent's name?
I don't know. Only other. By the way, do you have another baseball agent? I got one. Do you have a, like, if I just say, all right, bang out baseball agents outside of Scotty Board. You got one? Text line, you got one? The only one I have is, I believe his name is Casey Close.
I ain't got it.
Mighty Casey.
Check that out. I think Casey Close, I think he was he's Freddie Freeman's agent.
Athletes First hasn't leaked in MLB yet, has it?
But yeah, you might. Master P, you remember Master P got into that business and Master P took over and did a Ricky Williams contract. I believe Casey Close is an agent. I believe that is... Yeah. He's an MLB agent. Yeah.
He happens to be the one that Freddie gets sideways with. Or
Yeah. That's the only other one I have. But no, after they were deep into those discussions, Clint, he moved on to Scott Boras. And listen, that part is, we understand, like I believe the tenor of the discussions probably changed now that Scott Boras is over this. Obviously, Jeremy Peña is looking to go in a different direction here. And I am going to say, though, Clint and Tyler, this does, if I'm an Astros fan, make me feel better, because clearly they are trying to keep Jeremy Peña. Like, this is not one, and you would say, oh, some may say, oh, yeah, what? No, there was no contract, I don't believe, real discussions for real ones with Kyle Tucker. I believe they were probably hitting a certain thing and just said, you remember, hell, they didn't even, when George Springer came up, there wasn't even a fault of keeping George Springer or Garrett Cole or some of these other guys. And to think, like, they are deep into it, Clint, this seems to be one that they don't want to get away. And if I'm an Astros fan and if somebody's covering them, I'm happy about that. I'm happy that they're working to get Jeremy Peña.
I think this is right up the alley of the Astros, right? I mean, try to get them early and cheat. And I know 105 over 5 sounds like a big number, but you let Jeremy Peña play this thing out, and he keeps playing anywhere remotely close to how he's playing right now, and 105 over 5 ain't going to be even in the same ballpark of what he's going to sign for. So, yeah, I do. I wonder if he got a call from Carlos Gray and said, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Pena. What are you doing, man?
Oh, you like that one, huh?
But I wish they'd have got that deal done, kept Jeremy around here a few more years. I damn sure wish they'd have got it done before he called Scott. Mm-hmm. But I got to believe Scott's got a little different approach here
mind
for Jeremy Pena.
So what, 20 a year? He may, maybe trying to get to 25, 30 a year? Is that where he's trying to roll to? Like, I don't know if that is the case, because before this first half of the season, Clint, that's not the space you would think Jeremy Pena was in, you know, a jumping up into the 25 to 30 a year. But I'm going to assume that's where he believes he wants to get to, and Scott Boras is going to try to make happen, especially if he keeps playing like this. I don't know, man. I just
love that money.
And maybe they will get like they did with Bregman, and there's a stopping point that they refuse to go over. I hope they look at him differently. But there are some guys, Clint, in this situation where I feel like the Astros aren't even going to try to give a fair or real offer, because their thought is, well, we're just going to move on without him. Like, some of those offers they gave Carlos Correa were offers of, hey, man, we're just going to say we offered it, but we know good and hell well there is no chance that he is going to sign, you know, something like this. So, I don't know. We'll see. This does absolutely change the entire tenor of the discussions when you bring in Scott Boras, but hopefully this doesn't change how much the Astros want to bring him in.
Well, I mean, Correa got a six-year deal for $200 million. So you average 33 a year, 33.3 a year. So, I mean, and here we're going to be sitting 3 or 4 years later. I got to believe Scott believes that number's up closer to that than 20.
You think so? You think?
Yeah, I mean, he got that after they knew that there was some kind of injury that held up a damn physical.
I think Pena does have to keep this up for a year.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? No, this has to be real.
Yeah,
no question.
Yeah, that's
no question. This has to be real. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, right now, Jeremy Pena is in. Right now, today, he is in the conversation with the best shortstops in the game.
Yeah.
Now, if this doesn't continue, that's why the deal that the Astros are putting on the table is probably somewhat appealing. Is, do I strike while the iron's hot, and if I fade at all, I got the money in the pocket, or do I believe that this is what I'm going to do for the next 2 years, and then I can go get 33, 30, 33, 35 a year? Some of these other guys are doing.
The last 2 years, I didn't see Jeremy Pena being a 20 plus million a year shortstop.
No, we've seen it for about a month and a half, 2 months.
Those 30 days in October where he was the ALCS MVP and the World Series MVP. But yeah, if he keeps this up for a year, Scott gonna move him.
Well, that's the play here, right? Is Scott saying, well, wait a minute. I mean, you sign now. Yes, you've got the money in your pocket. But if you wait, you continue this. I mean,
because he's making $4 million. That's what he's making right now.
That's what Jeremy's making. Well, that's the deal with you can't blame the Astros for making the offer. It's one of those where it's like, this is life-changing money for you and your entire family.
And it sounds like this was close to happening. The way they're saying
I want the details of how that happened. Bregman? Was Bregman with Boras? He was Boras, wasn't he?
Yeah. You think somebody you think
Jeremy's being ridiculous?
You think Jeremy start calling around a little bit? What you think here?
Hey, man. Wait, what?
Man, oh, man. Get out of there, man. Who's this dude you trying to... Who's your agent? Get up out of here, man. Get up out of here. Someone texted in that Pena was with Beverly Hills Sports Council. Whatever that is. Beverly Hills. Not
sounds like it was a good move to Boras.
Oh, yeah.
Good decision, unfortunately, for us.
Scott was there in open arms. Come on home, baby. Come on home. All right. Well, that is the latest there. Jeremy Pena looked like was getting close to getting inked long-term, but now that is going to take a bit of a pause now that he has changed agents and brought in Scott Boras. But last night, Clint, they did get a big win. We talked about it yesterday. This is a start to a part of their schedule. We're going to kind of learn a lot as they're going up against other really good teams, other first-place teams, and the first to start with are the Phillies, who lead the AL East, and a really good offensive baseball team. And, Clint, I saw a couple of things. First of my takeaways from yesterday's game is this is why the Astros are so scary. Not just, you know, the mystique of the Astros of what they've been over the last almost decade.
Seven f***ing time.
There you go. Thanks, Verlander. You think he? I bet Verlander just wanders and finds his way back here in some form or fashion. But
wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I feel like Jim loves him. But to me, yesterday, what Framber was able to do to that offense, that's to me why I think they're really scary when it comes to the postseason, Clint, because they have two guys that have the potential to do that to you. Right, like two guys that can just dominate any lineup, including the one that includes Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper and that crew that they have in Philly, Trey Turner and all of them, can just stifle them for no runs and then come back and do it with Framber, then come back and do it with Hunter.
Yeah.
Like that's the thing that scares everybody, is they can do this to the Phillies, to the Yankees, and next thing you know, you look up and you're down 0-2 in a series.
Who's
you
know, your daddy with, now?
With these guys. And that's the scary part, to then go with the back end of their bullpen.
Well, look, there's no doubt. Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown are straight filthy. I mean, they are lethal, man. And they both seem to be at the top of their game right now. The most impressive part about last night to me was, I think it was three of the first four innings.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Framber had two runners on. They stranded the Eagles. The Phillies stranded two runners in each of three of the first four innings, which means that Framber got into a little bit of trouble and was able to get out of it. A couple of good defensive plays behind him, but some really good pitching. That's the impressive part about Framber to me is it. You know, obviously, I'd like to see the start that the Phillies pitcher had, where he just went. I think Ron, he threw nine pitches. In the first three innings, he went nine pitches, and was towing the rubber in the fourth. Yeah,
no hit into the sixth.
Yeah, so I mean, look, he was making it look easy. So I would rather that kind of outing, but to watch Framber Valdez never get frustrated, work through an error, work through some tough spots with runners on first and third, and runners on first and second. He worked through it, and then when it just seems like at some point in time in every outing, he's going to hit stride for three or four innings if he can fight through the trouble.
He did it and didn't have his great stuff.
Yeah,
he goes four walks and three strikeouts in the game, and he goes against that lineup, seven innings, no run.
Yeah.
Like that's the scary part of the Astros.
Yeah, it was impressive. And the thing is, when he and Hunter Brown or anybody's on the bump and they're pitching like that, when it comes down to they make it a one-swing game, it seems like the Astros are handling business in that situation.
Now, like the odd part is,
bingo.
Anybody can have the one swing.
That's the interesting part
about
this.
Where did Cooper Hummel come from?
I don't know. He bounced around a little bit, Ron. Yankees, I think the Yankees, maybe Red Sox as well.
I mean, I remember, I know he's here, but where that's who's going to end the game tonight. Yeah, Dubon's going to hit four home runs on the trip.
Yeah.
You know, it is just wild. I mean, it is crazy. What happens? It just anybody just will do it, and that's obviously what they have created in there. That it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, Christian Walker can go 0-4 again. Diaz can struggle like he has. It don't matter.
We'll get all this little funk.
Victor Caratini, you want to step in? He had to hit in 3 days. All right, Hellman, I'll come up with a game winner. Right, I mean, Dubon is finding doubles and stuff. It is just crazy. Rather than someone text in multiple double plays, made the pitches when he had to. But yep. I mean that's a part of Fromber. He finds a way to induce double plays as well as anybody in baseball with how he keeps the ball low with that sinker and those curveballs. So I mean he just that is the scary thing is they got two dudes that one, you know if they're on, it's a long day. Two, even when they're not completely on. Like, it's not just keeping in the game. It's, I mean, I might not have my great control, but I'll take the Phillies 7 innings, no runs,
yeah.
and I 4 walks and able to get out of things. So, yeah, man, just amazing performance again by Framber Valdez. And he has been rolling, Clint. I'll say this real quick on the way to the break. You can think about it, and maybe you got the answer already. But I said this to Tyler before the show. You got one playoff game to give the ball to a starter. Who are you giving it to? Right now, everything you know, you got one game. You giving it a Framber or a Hunter?
Man, that's a hell of a decision. I would probably go Hunter right now.
Is that what you said, Tyler?
That is correct.
I just have seen Framber have these moments in the postseason. Now I've seen it go the other way. Mm-hmm. But I still have the memories of the Boston game and the year where they won the World Series with Dusty and he was clearly their best guy.
Well,
so I may lean there and because he is the last 7-8 starts, he has.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.